One of Australia's biggest mining companies is facing the world's largest ever shareholder revolt related to energy policy. Global investors worth $84 billion are calling on Rio Tinto to reveal its connections with industry bodies that block progress on climate policy. If the investors' efforts are successful, Rio Tinto might be forced to cut funding to the industry's key lobby groups, providing yet another major financial blow for campaigns against action on climate change. Here's David Taylor.
Influential Rio Tinto shareholders are accusing the miner of not practicing what it preaches on climate policy. Why? Well, because Rio Tinto still funds lobby groups that actively campaign against renewable energy policy.
We think that their membership of these types of industry organisations is out of step with their commitments on climate and energy, and also undermining the interests of their shareholders in the company's long-term value.
Bryn O'Brien is the Executive Director of the Australasian Centre for Corporate Responsibility, or ACCR. She's garnered plenty of support, including major Rio shareholders, local government super, and the $69 billion 7th Swedish National Pension Fund.
It's an unprecedented level of global coordination around, specifically around this issue of lobbying. So this is a really watershed moment.
ACCR brought a similar submission to BHP's annual general meeting last year. BHP Billiton later stunned the market by cutting ties with the world's peak coal body. BHP also put the Minerals Council of Australia on notice that it must stop campaigning against renewable energy policy. Saturday AM asked the council to respond to this latest action by the ACCR, but it declined to comment.
If the world's two major mining companies realise that their interests are no longer being served by lobby groups like the Minerals Council and decide to pull that funding, then certainly that will impact those lobby groups' ability to undertake that funding.
The Australasian Centre for Corporate Responsibility says the resolution is virtually guaranteed to pass with board support.
So a similar resolution that Rio Tinto faced 2 years ago did in fact pass with board support. So it's not unprecedented that the Rio board would support a resolution on climate action.
Rio Tinto responded to the ABC's request for a comment with a statement saying, "We continue to have constructive dialogue with the ACCR, including discussing our efforts to meet global demand for metals and minerals while addressing climate change and environmental issues." Rio Tinto added that the ACCR have put two resolutions forward, which we are reviewing. The resolutions are expected to be heard at Rio Tinto's annual general meeting in Melbourne on the 2nd of May.
David Taylor with that report.